Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back to Procrastination Punisher. Your daily dose of fired up hacks to get things done, fueled by that inner badass we all have inside. I'm your host, Laura Bennett, here to remind you procrastination isn't your superpower, but crushing your goals definitely is. Now, today we're diving into something a little different. We're talking about creating a safe space for personal growth and reflection. You know that feeling when you're just stuck? Like you want to level up, evolve, become the best version of yourself, but you don't know where to start. Or maybe you feel like you're constantly bombarded by noise, distractions, and expectations from everyone else that it's hard to even hear your own voice. Well, guess what? You absolutely deserve a space where you can recharge, reflect, and grow without judgment. Think of it as your personal sanctuary for self-discovery. And the good news is, creating this safe space doesn't have to be complicated. It's about intentionality, mindfulness, and a few simple tweaks to your routine. So here are 5 key takeaways to get you started. 1. Define your sanctuary. Picture it. What does your ideal personal growth space look like? Is it a cozy corner in your bedroom, a peaceful spot in nature, or even a virtual journal on your phone? The point is, choose a place where you feel comfortable, relaxed, and truly you. Ever felt that pressure to be productive all the time? Your sanctuary is about escaping that. It's about permission to just be, think, breathe, and process. 2. Set boundaries. This is crucial. Think of boundaries like invisible fences around your personal space and time. Let others know when you need quiet time for reflection or self-care. It's not selfish, it's self-preservation. You can even use phrases like, I need some focused time right now, or I'm taking a mental break to recharge. Remember, saying no sometimes is the ultimate yes to your well-being. 3. Embrace mindfulness. This one's all about being present in the moment. When you're in your safe space, try focusing on your breath, noticing the sensations in your body, or simply paying attention to the sights and sounds around you. Even a few minutes of mindfulness can do wonders for clearing your mind and connecting with yourself. Think of it like hitting the reset button. 4. Journal your journey. Writing down your thoughts, feelings, and aspirations can be incredibly powerful. It's like having an ongoing conversation with your inner self, a space to explore your dreams, fears, and everything in between. Don't worry about grammar or perfect sentences, just let it flow. 5. Celebrate small wins. Personal growth is a marathon, not a sprint. Celebrate every little step you take towards becoming the best version of yourself. Did you finally start that project you've been putting off? Did you have a tough conversation but still manage to communicate honestly? Give yourself credit for showing up and trying. Now let me tell you about something I experienced recently that really brought this all home. Remember how I mentioned setting boundaries? Well, I had a friend who was constantly asking me for favors and advice. It wasn't that I didn't want to help, I just needed some time for myself to recharge. So instead of saying yes to everything, I started politely declining requests and explaining that I needed some personal time to focus on my own goals. It felt so liberating. The guilt was replaced with a sense of empowerment, knowing that I was prioritizing my well-being. So remember, creating a safe space for personal growth isn't about being isolated or shutting yourself off from the world. It's about carving out time and energy to connect with your inner self, reflect on your journey, and cultivate the courage to become the best version of you. This is your life. Make it intentional, make it meaningful, and make it a space where you truly thrive. And hey, don't forget to share your personal growth journeys with me. Hit me up on social media, leave a review, or even just tell a friend about the show. We're in this together, one fired up step at a time. Until next time, keep crushing it.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.